Hello, and welcome to the Pandemic Postural Podcast, Part Two. The virus is back. I'm your host, Alex. And as always,
It's
I'm
always
joined
one guy.
by my sidekick, my friend, my partner in crime, and also a well-known martial artiste, Rob. How are you doing, Rob?
I am doing okay and just loving every single week of this podcast, especially your introductions.
Now, speaking of introductions, we are also joined this week by another esteemed guest and also friend of the podcast, Ivan Stradom. Hello, Ivan. How are you?
I am doing good. Thank you for having me again.
You guys also run a podcast, and man, we need a scoreboard, something, some way, every.
Alex,
No.
stop talking. We don't. We really don't. Their podcast is doing much better than ours.
Yeah, we have very loyal family.
Well, look, there's three of us on right now, so that means there'll be three listeners at some stage, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So all we can say to our 10 loyal listeners, and hopefully an extra 13 that Ivan has brought across by being on this show, to our 23 listeners, we say welcome, thank you for joining us. And as ever, we're talking about things that relate to the COVID experience, the lockdown experience, and what we can do to support each other, what we can do to make each other not feel alone. And of course, in a couple of weeks' time, it's going to be Christmas. And that is a big deal. And it's a really big opportunity every year for people to hang out with friends and family. And of course, nothing about 2020 has been normal. So we're talking Christmas and we're talking ways of making Christmas enjoyable under very difficult circumstances. So, what at the moment are the rules? What are the rules for people over Christmas?
Everybody stay at home. It's safe.
Stop licking other people.
That is very true. Don't lick other people
I mean, I
unless
feel
you have
like
their
that was probably a
permission.
rule before COVID, but yeah, I mean, it's still a rule. So,
Yeah.
what are the rules? In a specified period of time, you can have a bubble with up to three family groups. So,
And they have
three
to be
different
your
types.
family. They can't, it's not other people's families.
I don't fully know that. It's like all of the rules, Alex. They're rules, but they've also got other rules that come under the rules, so that the rules become kind of suggestions, although they're rules as well.
It's like reading The Lord of the Rings. You've got to go to the back of the book to see what actually happened there.
A lot of people aren't going to be necessarily in a position, either geographically or because of the rules, that they maybe won't be able to see people. And so potentially for a lot of people, they're facing a Christmas where they will be lonely or isolated or unable to connect in sort of traditional ways. I think we're definitely thinking of them as well as everyone leading up to Christmas. This is a time of the year when, if you're at work, you have an office party, or you go out for, office meals, or meals with your friends and family, and there's just none of that. So, what are some of the ways that we can start thinking about encouraging each other, and things we can do that can start laying the groundwork for a bright and happy Christmas?
I think Ivan needs to speak to this because Ivan's just done an amazing job with our goodie bags as a church. We've just sent out a whole whack of bags to different families throughout Andover. And this is just kind of one of the ways that we're trying to make Christmas a little bit more Christmassy for people who probably think this is the weirdest Christmas ever. So tell us a bit more about that, Ivan. Tell us a bit more about what was in the bags and what we can do to kind of just make Christmas a bit more special in that regard.
There's also little bits and pieces of craft stuff in there. As a community, we decided that we needed to do something that people could engage with. We're doing online events as well. You know, going at various times during the week, some for adults, some for kids. But we just knew that Christmas was going to be different. I have the privilege of being part of a kids network, and I went back to them and I said, "Well, what is your favorite Christmas memory? And then how can you take that memory and make it happen this year?" For us, it was about family. Okay, so how do we engage family? Well, it's about getting everybody around the table. It's like doing those biscuits together. You know, yes, it's going to be messy. Yes, it's going to be chaos. But your son, your daughter, your baby will always remember the flower fight, eating the cookie dough raw, the wrestle between getting who gets the other cookies, and we wanted to create that sort of emotion again. We wanted to try and stir that up in whatever we did this Christmas.
As somebody who has children, the Advent bag has gone down an absolute treat because there are just so many fun things in there. And there are things that you can put up around the house. There are things you can hang off the tree. There's a candle in there. At least my kids are clearly pyromaniacs. And they really like it. The fact that we can do it together as a family as well. I think any activity or opportunity that brings us all together to do something together like that, I think it's been really fun.
And I think that's part of the heart behind it is to say, look, we know that like we're not going to be able to get together with sort of extended family very much this year. A lot of people are going to struggle with that. So let's focus on investing in, I suppose, the nuclear family. You know, let's invest in what you can do together with your kids. And if you don't have kids, what can you do with your significant other? And if you're single and you're living alone, what can you do in your spare time? Because there's craft activities and all kinds of stuff in there. And I love the fact that you included baking and all that kind of stuff, because it's trying to incorporate as many senses as possible. You know, baking has smells, it has touch. There's all of this kind of visual joy that comes from looking at the cookies and seeing them change color. And it's a little bit like that with everything that I think, you know, we're recommending this Christmas. It's just, if you're going to be stuck at home, if you're going to be home for Christmas, but not in the good way, then make it good. You know, make your home as nice a place as possible to be. And you know, that doesn't have to be expensive. You know, a candle isn't particularly expensive, but it smells nice as well as providing light and looking Christmassy. So you've kind of hit a number of things at once. You know, it doesn't cost you very much to play something over a music streaming app like Spotify. It's probably free. You can get a free account for that. So play some Christmas music. Every now and then you might have an advert, but that's okay. It'll probably be a Christmas-related advert, so you might still feel Christmassy. It's okay. Listen to the radio. You know, if you have a streaming service for TV, then you can check Christmas movies there. You know, you don't have to spend loads of money to make Christmas special, because it isn't about the money. It's about the atmosphere that sometimes we create, and you know, the real kind of heart of Christmas is the celebration of God with us, peace amidst the storm, a sense of God being there in the darkness and bringing light. And you know, if we ever needed a message of hope and joy and life, now is the time. So yeah, I love everything that went into those goodie bags for all of those reasons. Just this idea of making home a really nice festive place to be when we can't go out ice skating, we can't go out and see the Christmas lights going on necessarily like we used to in big crowds. Ivan, was it you that was talking about a Christmas light safari, just kind of driving around to look at the Christmas lights people have put up?
So we've gone to the next level with it this year. We are FaceTiming our family in South Africa. And we are going to be driving them around for a Christmas safari. And Andover has came to town this year.
Wow, have they? They have gone level. Absolutely epic.
And you can walk it. Like, even if you don't have a car, you don't have to walk two blocks before you see lights and whatnot. So it's such a great thing to do.
You know, we've been here where we are for about 5-6 years now. And it's never been this bright. It's never been this color. In parts of it, you feel like you're walking down the strip in Vegas.
Yeah.
And, you know,
like Oxford Street ain't got nothing on me.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and it's lovely. And it's really brightened quite literally. It's brightened up our neighborhood over Christmas, which has been lovely.
You know, this is the first year we've ever put lights on the outside of our house. And we did it very deliberately because we thought, you know, people are having a rough year. It's not going to cost us very much. And it's going to be nice to look at. You know, that's great. But it's not just for us, really. It's for the neighborhood. It's this idea that, you know, every bit of light and color in this winter kind of reminds people that there's still some hope. There's still, you know, a common shared humanity. We're all in this together. And it's not just about me and my nuclear household. It's actually something I can do to be festive for my neighbors while remaining socially distant. Ivan, have you got any sense of like how it's been affecting the kids?
I think there's a level of acceptance with some of the younger kids. I think there's a couple of the older kids going, we understand, but we don't really like it. We feel like we're missing out, you know, and, you know, creating the sense of togetherness has been really tough for them. We want Christmas to be here so that we can start the new year knowing that the the vaccinations are out there, that, you know, with normal life is, we could see the light, we can start working towards that.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we thought, you know, it's so important to make this Christmas as good as possible, because, you know, like you say, entering into the new year, you know, people might be thinking, oh, good, new year, 2020 is behind us. But like we said on the podcast last week, it's going to be a long 2021, yeah. I would imagine, and the vaccines will take a long time to roll out. And there's every chance that we'll have more lockdowns before that happens. And so the reality is, in order to keep people's spirits high, we've got to be able to, you know, acknowledge how much people are struggling right now, mentally, emotionally, with this sort of COVID pandemic going on, and with the length of it, really. And I think anything we can do to just kind of lighten that load a little bit, you know, for ourselves and for others.
I think a big thing we're trying to get across to our guys, whether you're parents or not parents, you know, you need to find a win for the day. What is the one thing that you can go, hey, I did that well, and walk away, you know? And kids are resilient. So there's only so much we can expect from ourselves.
I think, you know, as a church minister, that's one of the things I love the most about Christmas, is the hope that it really shares with us. Because, you know, the whole message of the Christmas story is that God came to be with us in our weakness and in the darkness of our lives. And when Jesus came, he came to an occupied country, occupied by a foreign army. He came in the midst of corruption. He came in the midst of fear and rebellion. And, you know, we can look at the world today, and actually, in many respects, there are many things that look very similar. You know, we're all worried about riots and political instability and the prospect of war. And actually, in some ways, that's not new. You know, the world has always had tumultuous times like these. And I love the fact that the Christmas story is all about God coming to join us, not in strength and power and kind of, you know, just kind of making all our problems go away, because that doesn't feel realistic for most of our lives here in the world. What we actually want to know is that God is with us in the tough times, that God is with us when things don't seem fair, that God is with us when things seem dark. And that, to me, is what Christmas is all about, is the hope that actually God is so concerned with human suffering and with our experience in this world, that he comes to take on that experience for himself. And that's really encouraging when it feels like all the chips are down.
Amen. I feel like that deserves a, everyone's just nodding on this recording going, yep, that's it, man. But it is a podcast.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, people actually need to hear the amen, brother.
And another thing, from a pastoral perspective, I would say, if you're really struggling, reach out, you know, because there are more people struggling now than there have been in recent years. And the reality is, we just need support and help. So reach out, you know, if you want to contact us at the podcast, we'd be more than happy to, you know, stay in contact with you there. You can email us or you can tweet at us. Our Twitter handle is 3ptweets. So just do get in touch and let us know if you're struggling, if there's anything that we've said as well that's kind of been like kind of a trigger for you, anything that we can speak about because you're struggling with it, we'd love to hear from you.
And now's a really good time to contact everyone in your life and just have a catch-up. Have a month-long, like an advent of catch-up. Catch up with a different person you haven't spoken to in a while every day. Just 10, 15 minutes. And that would be a great way to spend December. We haven't even addressed one of the real big problems that's coming up this Christmas, which is the fact that Santa Claus is clearly a super spreader. I mean, the dude is going all over the world in everyone's houses. I mean, if that man is not washing his hands and wearing a mask, Christmas is going to be nothing but a disaster.
Alex, I think you have to take into account the fact that this is a guy who can deliver millions and millions of presents in one night. Mm. I'm pretty sure he's technologically savvy enough to wear a hazmat suit or something. It's going to be
okay.
That's
true. No, that's true. If he can bend space and time to his will the way he does, I'm sure he's able to put some alcoholic can gel on.
The one person in the world that's allowed to do breaking and entering. Exactly. He's allowed to get away with it.
I'm sorry, I'm insulted by my daughter here.
Hello, Eden. Yes. How are you?
Hey, sweetie.
Dinner time.
That's an amazing moment right there.
So Ivan, thank you so much for joining us. You are, as always, just a real font of wisdom and knowledge. And thank you again for all the stuff that you and the church are doing to make our Christmas so much brighter.
Oh, that's far too kind, but thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. And we really look forward to all of you joining us again next week. And to anyone listening, if you're wondering, that is my daughter summoning me for dinner.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
What a great way to end.